the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, congressional leaders have a deal on a short-term spending bill that will fund federal agencies for about 3 months. The agreement announced Sunday averts a possible partial government shutdown when the new budget year begins October 1st and pushes final decisions until after the November election. Nearly 10% of New Jersey's population will at some point suffer from an eating disorder. Assemblywoman Andrea Katz is looking to boost the state's efforts to help those suffering by sponsoring a bill that would create an Office of Disordered Eating Prevention within the health department.
We want them to be able to speak up and ask for help. And so I think that having this office and being able to bring around that awareness and start those conversations is going to do a lot to help our young people in trying to find that help that they need.
Another bill sponsored by the Assemblywoman aims to crack down on social media platforms that promote features of eating disorders to minors. Animal shelters across New Jersey save hundreds of thousands of animals yearly, but still, over a year's time, according to data from Best Friends Animal Society, more than 1,800 cats and dogs were killed in Jersey shelters.
The vast majority, almost all actually, of those animals that sort of caused us to miss the mark are cats. So we're doing really, really well with dogs. We need to support our cats a little bit more.
Advocates say adoptions have slowed recently. New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms, and districts are losing millions in state funding. We brought together the Garden State's top education experts to discuss these challenges. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's Greatest Educational Challenges. It's happening this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, our website, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Sales of the new iPhone 16 are expected to set records. According to analysts from Wedbush, demand for the AI-powered smartphone is strong, with initial sales way ahead of the iPhone 15 start. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 61 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ101.5.com and click on demand. Are we cloudy tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. This is one of New Jersey's driest Septembers on record, rolling right along with some clouds, cooler than normal temperatures, and raindrops in play this week. You won't need the umbrella much, if at all, though. Showers will pulse down this evening and then broken clouds overnight. Low temperatures fall into the upper 50s by morning. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, maybe a sprinkle, highs back to near 70. Wednesday, cloudy and breezy with a better chance of showers and maybe even a few thunderstorms. Highs will be around 70. On Thursday, we'll get an influx of warmer air. Still lots of clouds overhead, but highs improve to around 75 to 80 on Thursday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Andover, it is 60 degrees. Monroe and Seaside Heights, 66. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, buy two windows and get two free, plus pay nothing for 24 months. Hurry, the sale ends September 30th, so schedule an in-home estimate at, get your pens or pencils ready, 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.